High pressure will be dominating a big part of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota today and Saturday, keeping all kinds of precipitation out of the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do look for another chance for precipitation at midweek next week, but until then, it will be largely dry. Temperatures this morning a little bit on the crisp side out there with light winds out of the west. We do expect to see the wind switching around on Saturday in particular to the east-southeast, and will likely see a notable warming trend beginning to evolve. That will likely bring the temperatures way above normal once again as we go into Saturday afternoon, and especially Sunday and Monday. Now, on Monday evening, we will see a frontal system beginning to push across the area, and it will set the stage for perhaps a little bit of shower activity, especially as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. That is the earliest that we would see another chance for rain. And that particular event will be followed by enough cool air that we could see some of the rain possibly change over to a little bit of light snowfall. But at the moment, it does not look like there'll be any kind of accumulating snow event. Now, that is during the middle part of next week. And between now and then, the weather is going to be almost fantastic. Today will be an excellent day for travel across the region. We're also going to see a good opportunity for farming activity to advance well. We expect temperatures today to be in the 50s across most of the region. Now, tomorrow will start warming up, but 50s will still be dominating most areas except from the central and interior eastern parts of South Dakota into western North Dakota, where we will see 60-degree highs returning. The temperatures will be much warmer on Sunday with everybody in the 60s. There'll be 70s more commonly in South Dakota and out in the western parts of North Dakota west of the Missouri River. Monday, we'll see the temperatures warm still with 70s common across the area, a few 60s in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. And I would not be surprised to see an extreme high up around 80 degrees in southern portions of South Dakota and or southwestern Minnesota. After that, the temperatures will start to work their way lower once again. And we'll expect to see the temperatures coolest in the second half of next week. Wednesday and Thursday highs will probably be in the 40s and 50s, with lows back into the sub-freezing range. We do look for a chance for precipitation to develop again later next week into the following weekend. It is too far out in time right now to get too excited about. But I will tell you that the midweek rain and snow event that is expected next week will probably leave behind moisture totals running from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 2 to 4 tenths of an inch. There is some potential for greater amounts. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.